It is the next generation supercar, a very special automobile that blurs the line between driver and machine, perhaps more effectively than almost any other high-performance vehicle now on the road. For episode 21 of the 0 to 60 podcast, NSX is next.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Hey, it's Mark Arson here today with Acura brand specialist Corey King at Leith Acura in Cary. So this is the brand new Acura NSX. This is the one we've been waiting for, the one enthusiasts have been keeping their eye on. Gosh, give us a brief overview.
Well, the nicest part about the NSX is it had a great run from 1991 through 2006, and that was the last year of production of the prior NSX, and it's been 10 years in the making. And the prior NSX has a huge loyal following just based on how easy to drive of a supercar this really is, and that's kind of held through today in this new vehicle that we're sitting in today. The technologies have certainly changed immensely from 2006 to present day. What we're sitting in currently is a 2017 NSX in Casino White Pearl. One of the best parts of the technology of this vehicle, in my opinion, is the drivetrain, which is a twin-turbocharged 3.5-liter V6. And that V6 on its own produces about 450 horsepower. However, there are three additional hybrid motors that are added, and those hybrid motors are really added more for performance than they are for efficiency. So when you add those three hybrid motors to this 450-horsepower vehicle, it brings the peak horsepower output up to 573 horsepower. Another thing they've done versus the prior generation was a rear-wheel drive vehicle, extremely well-balanced, which this one is as well. The hybrid motors are actually going to be distributing the power to all four wheels. So in parts, this vehicle to be an all-wheel drive vehicle versus the rear-wheel drive predecessor makes it infinitely better in bad weather. Not that this is a car you really want to take out in the bad weather, but heavy rainstorms, whatever it might be, Acura's systems here are going to transfer power to the wheels with the most optimum traction. So even on dry, beautiful days, this all-wheel drive is going to handle immensely. It pulls over 2 Gs on the skid pads and top speed of just over 200 miles an hour.
Plus, Corey, I would imagine with it being all-wheel drive now in this brand new NSX, it's going to be a great car for track day, right?
No question. And the nice thing about this vehicle is there's different driving modes available. So you can kind of put this in more of a civilian mode, where if you chose just to drive around town, you could certainly do that. Then there's multiple modes, including a track mode. So this vehicle electronically has the ability to go into a track mode, which is going to basically allow the engine to go to its peak RPM levels and produce as much peak horsepower, as well as setting up your suspension, as well as the braking systems and the transmission for optimum fun around a track. So it's a usable supercar, and that's one of the things that Acura has always prided itself on, is when you look at our competitors, which are Porsches and Ferraris and Lamborghinis, they're much less fun cars to drive unless you're on a track atmosphere or unless you're in an experience where you can drive it very aggressively. The benefit to this vehicle is just driving around town on the 540 loop or wherever you might be, it's an extremely comfortable and competent car. Even at low speeds, it's a fun car to drive.
That's exactly descriptive of everything I've read so far about it, Corey, and all the automotive enthusiast magazines. Is there one piece of technology in this new NSX that you would say is kind of, I don't know, a standout feature, your favorite feature, something that we might not realize this thing has that's really super cool?
Well, I did touch on earlier the additional hybrid engines being there for horsepower purposes. It's also the fact that that's geared up to a dual clutch transmission, which is fairly new for Acura. And the way a dual clutch transmission works is your odd gears have their own clutch and the even gears have their own clutch. So in theory, your gears number 1, 3, 5, and 7 have their own clutch, and 2, 4, 6, and 8 have their own clutch. And the benefit to that is, under acceleration, this vehicle's, before it's about to shift from one gear to the next, the clutch is already spooled up, so the shifting is almost instantaneous. The ability to use your paddle shifters on the steering wheel give you the ability of driving this vehicle as if it was a true manual transmission, but still having the day-in and day-out drivability of an automatic transmission car when you want it to be that. So that's, for me, the fact that this car wears multiple hats. I mean, it's a beautiful, breathtaking supercar, but the fact that you can drive it on a regular basis as if it was a luxury Acura, or on those days that you have the ability to be in the right atmosphere and drive it very aggressively, it's kind of like the Jekyll and Hyde of cars. It has two different personalities. One can be passive and one can be extremely aggressive.
And it's a heck of a way to announce 30 years in the automobile industry, too.
No question. So 1986 is when Acura launched, and now here we are just over 30 years later. And this is certainly the exclamation point to how successful Acura has been as a manufacturer. And foundationally, what we tried to do as the first Japanese luxury brand is really embark on a journey that others have followed, but we consider ourselves, you know, trendsetters. And we are the first company that really came out with a higher-end Japanese vehicle in the United States. And since then, we've continued very successfully. And many of our cars over the years have quite a cult following, from our Integras to the RSX, obviously the NSX we're sitting in. It's just the fact that the excitement of the NSX trickles into all of our products, and that's really what Acura has tried to do through the years. So even if it's kind of a mundane sport utility, when you drive an MDX, there are sporting characteristics to that vehicle that you won't find in other sport utilities. Even in our sedans, in comparison to the car we're sitting in, when you get behind the wheel, it's just everything that Acura stands for is precision-crafted automobiles and doing the best job they can in every capacity of every car we sell.
For the complete story of Acura, the all-new NSX, and Leith Acura, one of the original Acura franchise dealers, check out LeithAcura.com.
Zero to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook, at LeithCars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.